It's been described as a national tragedy, and the statistics around Indigenous youth suicide prove why. Half of all deaths among Indigenous people under 17 are as a result of suicide, and 80% of all suicides under the age of 12 are Aboriginal children. Today, the WA Coroner's Court released the findings of their inquest into the deaths of 13 young people in the Kimberley region, making 42 new recommendations. But what makes these recommendations different, and when will we finally see change? Jerry Georgiados is a suicide prevention researcher and advocate. The Wire's Jessica Supple asked him how urgent this crisis is.
It's as urgent as it's ever been. The presumption that much has been done to actually address that or reduce them to parity between First Nations people in terms of suicide toll to the rest of the nation in terms of suicide toll is a myth. It's not true. It's the crushing poverty. The direct correlation is this, that's indisputable. These recommendations are not new. They've been rebadged again and again and again forever and a day. Hundreds of recommendations are much the same. They can all be nutshelled to 15 or 16 core recommendations. They do go to the improving of life circumstance, they do go to assisting the vulnerable, but what we've actually had is an inquest that has correlated and confirmed what I've been arguing for years, that this is a socioeconomic disadvantage, that it's the nation's most vulnerably poor who are at greatest risk.
There'd been close to 700 recommendations made previously that haven't been implemented. Do you think that there will be an actual change as a result of this?
You're right. There's been 700 recommendations over the past 15 years from 40 reports that have been made, and they haven't been implemented. The majority haven't been implemented, or they haven't been invested in the extent that they should be invested in to actually galvanise a positive effect across the board. And we've got to understand this. 40% of First Nations people throughout Australia live below the poverty line, a significant proportion in crushing poverty that isn't fundamental to the poverty experienced by non-Indigenous Australians living below the poverty line. 14% of non-Indigenous Australians live below the poverty line, and that's a 2.5 differential. That's exactly the same differential of the suicide toll. The suicide toll of First Nations people is 2.5 times the rate First Nations to non-Indigenous Australians, and 100% of the suicides of First Nations people thereabout are of people living below the poverty line. Above the poverty line, First Nations people aren't killing themselves, they aren't taking their lives.
So if you have one takeaway from today, what would that be?
That the language was stronger. There may be more discussion as a result of that. I've been in this space a long while. There will be some dividend of some change agency. A few more people will be reached. A few more lives will be saved. But the greater context, much will get worse. And we'll be here again in 10 years' time. Another inquest with the crisis getting worse unless there's political will.
Jerry Georgiados, suicide prevention advocate, speaking with The Wire's Jessica Supple.